Home Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. You love Thumb Cellular.
All right, back here at the Huron County Ice Arena. We've got the Midget Championship game going on. It's a 2-2 tie here in the first between Stone Cove and ATF Grindstone. We had a shot down there on Grindstone, saved by Pinkow, and it was an intentional offside, so we got a faceoff all the way down here in the Stone Cold zone. The puck is dropped, and Stone Cold is going to take control. They're going to clear the zone. Stone Cipher clears the zone. Schooley gets the puck. He's going up the right side. Puck stays in the zone. Shot by Stone Cipher, saved by Pinkow. Rebound brought back out, and here comes Grindstone coming back the other way. Langley and Sosnowski on defense trying to make the stop. Shot! Stop! Saved by Shane Maurer.
So far, we've got a real evenly matched game here. We've got actually 7 shots apiece on each net. Lots of shots for the first period. Just a very, very evenly matched game.
Yeah, so much for the feeling out process. Here comes Stone Cold. Oh! Stone Cold back into the neutral zone. Langley coming up, he's going to rip a shot. That's going to be gloved and dropped. Grindstone plays it. Here they come, trying to get the puck out of the zone, going back along the board. Centering pass, knocked away by Grindstone. Here comes Grindstone. Volker tried to skate it through a couple of Stone Cold players, but that wasn't going to happen. Stone Cipher rips a shot from outside the blue line. That's going to be glove saved by Pankow, and we're going to have a faceoff on the right circle. Right in the Grindstone zone. Both teams take advantage of a line change. Here we are, about 3 minutes left to go in the first period. We got a tie hockey game, 2-2. There's a faceoff. Grindstone controls the faceoff behind the boards. Loose puck down low. Puck gets cleared out, but he doesn't clear the zone. Stone Cold still has a Grindstone with possession. Gearing skates behind his own net. He wants to bring it around the left side. Gearing's pass intended for Welton, but it goes just a little wide, and that gets all the way to the other end for an icing call, and this is going back down to the Grindstone end of the ice.
Pass just outside the reach of Welton. He would have been, he would have had a good scoring opportunity breaking up the right side there.
Yep, definitely had the defense beat. He was in position, but just couldn't quite connect on that one. Grindstone wins the faceoff.
Looks like we got a penalty on Stone Cold, aiming for tripping.
Yep, right off the faceoff, too. And there's the touch of the puck, and Stone Cold's going to be sending somebody to the box. And that is going to be Jake Amon, number 27, for a trip. Looked like right after the puck was dropped, he got a stick in the feet of the center, and down he went.
Well, he definitely interfered after the faceoff. So now this is Stone Cold's first power play of the game. Let's see if they can capitalize like ATF capitalized in the...
Actually, this is ATF's second
power play, that's right.
Grindstone's going to see if they can get that power play magic to work once again. They keep it in the zone. They drive a shot. It's deflected high into the corner. Stone Cold trying to clear it. They dump it in the other side of the corner. Stone Cold with a high shot. That's going to hit the rafters. They're going to have a whistle. Play stops. Looks like the defense changes on Stone Cold. They bring out a couple pairs of fresh legs to play defense on this penalty kill. Volker and Schooley about to take the face off. Volker gets the best of it. Welton drives a shot, saved by Maurer. And Gorkowski clears the puck, dumps it all the way down the other end. Watching some time tick off that penalty.
I don't see Maurer. I don't think Maurer actually saw that puck.
No. Here's come. Here's Welton in. He's going to rip a shot. And right over the top of Maurer. And another power play goal for ATF Grindstone. That was Welton, I believe, as he came in and he was straight out, and that shot, it looked like it almost went over the top of Maurer's helmet when he went down between his helmet and the crossbar.
Yeah, he went down to cover the bottom of the net like most goaltenders do nowadays, and I think Walton just he picked up on that and just shot as high up as he thought and got it just underneath the crossbar.
Nice shot. That's going to give Grindstone a 3-2 lead as here they come again. A 3-on-2 attack. Maurer makes the save, drops down. We got a loose puck in front. Maurer covers it up.
Took him a while to cover it, find it, but he found it.
Yep, sometimes when you have all that gear, you look down, you can't quite see anything. But Maurer gets a job done, and that's going to be a faceoff right out in his inside their zone. Stone Cold is going to win that faceoff. That's going to be sent all the way other to the other end, and we're going to get an icing call. And they're going to do it again, right back in the same spot.
We're kind of seeing the tide turn here a little bit.
Yeah, Grindstone is really putting some offensive pressure on Stone Cold now. They're really controlling the attack zone. They're winning some faceoffs, and they're making those guys work. That one goes, faceoff goes back in deep behind the Stone Cold net. They're able to clear the zone. Joey Amon up the left side, can't quite keep control, but now he's got it. Centering pass, but nobody is there. Body's working along the side. Here comes Grindstone once again. This is Volker coming out. He's going to drive a shot. That's going to go wide right of the net. Langley sweeps it out, but it's still controlled. Another shot. Volker on Maurer. Maurer with another save. Stone Cold gets it, and they're going to clear that, and we're going to have another icing. That's going to be coming back down. Stone Cold is having a hard time getting any type of breakout play to start any sort of offense. It's just kind of get it out and icing after icing, and that's not going to get the job done right now.
You keep having face-offs down in your own end. You know, you're playing with fire at this point.
Yeah, bad things are going to happen, and it makes your goalie nervous too. Face-offs won by Stone Cold, but then it's controlled by Grindstone. Gehring shoots it back in, but that's going to be deflected. Grindstone defense there. Gerkowski there to put it in the corner, wraps it around the net, and that's going to come out of the zone. Jake Amon stops it. Schooley had a skate on it. Here comes Gerkowski for Stone Cold. Trying to get a shot off, can't quite get a handle on it. Centering pass, but it goes right to Grindstone. Nobody there from Stone Cold to get that centering pass. Now Stone Cold keeping it in there. Gerkowski dumps it out, dumps it back behind the net, I should say. Both teams trying to gain possession of this puck. It looks like Grindstone has it, comes back out. Stone Cold now dumps the puck back in. Nobody's really possessing the puck. Stone Cold's got the puck now. They're in the neutral zone. Matt Schooley going up the left side. And we are coming to the end of the first period. Grindstone 3, Stone Cold 2, and we'll be back on Cruise 102.1.
Take advantage of special financing or a $500 rebate on the most popular geothermal heat pump around, the 5 Series. From Water Furnace and B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. This is Matt Reaver. We're offering special financing or a $500 rebate on our 5 Series dual capacity geothermal heat pump and installation accessory packages. With up to 70% savings on your utility bills and a 30% federal tax credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade to Water Furnace. Contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280. 989-269-5280.
You do your best to protect your loved ones. And while you might keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you might be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Life insurance is affordable, and you cannot afford to be without it. Hi, this is Kurt Myers from McVeigh Insurance Agency. Protect your loved ones with life insurance from McVeigh Insurance in Bad Axe. For a free quote, call 989-269-9977.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Get the personal hometown service you deserve. Hi, this is Chrissy Holdick from the McVeigh Insurance Agency. We are here to work for you, and we look out for your best interest. We can review your policy to be sure you're getting the coverage you need. Contact the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bed Axe at 989-269-9977.
County Ice Arena. The Midget Championship game.